Contract negotiations continue in the Los Angeles transit strike. The nation's third largest transit system remains shut down, leaving nearly 500,000 commuters with few options to get around town. Some 70,000 grocery clerks in Southern California remain on the picket lines, and L.A. County Sheriff's deputies are calling in sick as negotiations with the county stall. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports.
There's a lot of labor unrest in Los Angeles these days. But late yesterday afternoon, L.A. Mayor James Hahn and two other city councilmen were making progress on at least one of the disputes. At a Pomona hotel, the city officials got representatives for both the Metropolitan Transit Authority and the system's mechanics union to start talking. It's the first time they were face-to-face since last weekend. Mayor Hahn says it's time to settle the strike.
If one party or the other looks like they're walking away from the talks, we're going to use our bully pulpits to get everybody back in the room together.
Tuesday, some 2,000 transit mechanics walked off the job. Bus drivers, clerks, and other operators refused to cross the picket line, effectively shutting down the system to nearly 500,000 commuters. Officials say if talks go well, they could have the system up and running this weekend. That would be good news to bus and subway riders who've been scrambling to get around town any way they can. At this busy downtown intersection, dozens of privately owned vans pull up to the corner. Six people quickly jump in the back and pay anywhere from $2 to $10 for a ride to the west side of town. Commuters using these pirate taxis say it's not fair that only poor people are the ones suffering. School kids are also having a hard time. Officials with the Los Angeles Unified School District say absences are up about 10% because students who depend on public transportation can't get to school. Meanwhile, some 70,000 grocery clerks, meat cutters, and other supermarket workers are still walking picket lines throughout Southern California. Gilbert Romo, a clerk at an Albertsons market in Torrance, handed out flyers to shoppers coming into the store.
Can you give me these? One of these take a look at? You get a chance? There's 70,000 of us out of work right now. We're just trying to maintain our benefits and our pension.
Well, you can pay for it yourself.
Well, we're willing to pay our share, but we don't need another Walmart here, you know?
Romo says while this regular customer may be unsympathetic, others are taking their business elsewhere. One place shoppers are turning to in greater numbers this week are smaller specialized grocery stores, like this Trader Joe's in Culver City. Forklift drivers unloaded boxes of food as shoppers streamed into the store. Jose Martinez, a software salesman, says he's had to go to several different stores to get all that he needs, but it's worth it to support the strikers.
This is crazy. They have families. They're single mothers. We know them. We shop there, and we know what they're going to try to do to their families, and we don't like that at all.
Martinez says he's also driving more. Without bus service, his maid can't get to work, so he picks her up and drives her home daily. On top of those disputes, county sheriffs have been staging sick-out strikes this week. Wednesday, more than 500 deputies called in sick, causing delays in opening courthouses and staffing problems at county jails. County Supervisor Zev Yaroslavsky says it seems like a lot of strife is happening all at once, but he says the disputes are not connected.
You have to look at each case on an individual basis. Each negotiation is a separate negotiation. I know it's tempting to, because we have a lot going on, but each case has to be looked at on its own.
For the immediate future, though, it looks like Angelenos will have to keep coping with all the disruptions. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.